What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 132 of Today's News Tonight. I'm your host for this episode, Steve Bowling. I am joined, as always, by my good friend, GVG co-founder and birthday boy, Ash Paulson, as well as our incredibly talented multifunctional video editor, Brandon Miracle. And I don't know if you guys know this guy in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. You might have heard of him. I'm talking about none other than Gerard the Completionist. I don't know, man. I think you're well known around these parts. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's so funny you say that I'm well known, because like in my own world, I feel so like small and hidden from everyone. So when someone's like, "Oh, I know who you are," I'm like, "What? That's crazy to me." So the fact that you guys have heard of me is more than enough. So thank you for having me.
Oh, well, the pleasure is all ours.
The pleasure,
it is an honor to have you on the show. We were talking, or Brandon was sharing his experience of having like seen you in the Nintendo Lounge. I haven't met you in person yet, but I was in the audience during the last, God, it was 2 years ago now, at E3 2019 when you took that. What tournament was it?
It was the Mario Maker Invitational.
That's right, it was Mario Maker. I was playing Mario Tennis Aces in the stands with Reggie while you were playing that. people were like trying to shove me away. They were like, "You need to leave now." And Reggie's like, "No, let him stay. We're finishing a game." But I was like, "Someday." I remember looking at you and being like, "I want to be on YouTube the way that guy is." Because we were at GX, but we were kind of, you know, we weren't on camera personalities at that point in time. So I'm right. Happy to have you on our show. It is really exciting for us personally to have you here. You have been one of our most requested guests of all time. Like, people have been asking for you since the minute GVG became a thing. So I'm thrilled we were able to make it happen.
I'm so honored and happy and thrilled for all that stuff. You know, I think that's so rad. I'm stoked to be here. So, you know, the pleasure is all mine as much as it's yours.
well, thank you. Speaking of things we are honored to do, we do have a sponsor for this episode. And it is my sole honor to read out our sponsorship copy for Straight Lace and the Soul Device 2. So for those of you that don't know, Fridays here on TNT are sponsored by Straight Lace and his game, The Soul Device 2. The Soul Device 2 is a puzzle platformer where the player can create temporary platforms at the cost of HP to navigate the environment. Straight Lace is proud to announce that The Soul Device 2 is now available for free in early access on Steam. The game has a number of rooms built to explore and puzzles to solve in its current state. Updates will continue to come periodically as Straight Lace designs the world, puzzles, and additional gameplay elements. Furthermore, Straight Lace is proud to reveal the other grand consumer of his free time, that is his Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I have a feeling Gerard has some experience there. He's named his campaign Generations of Astria. In this campaign, Straight Lace takes seven of his friends to a newly created world that they helped develop over the course of more than one lifetime. You can check out the D&D campaign on Straight Lace's alternate YouTube channel, Just Another Group of Friends, which we will link in the description down below if you're watching this later on, and in the chat. And new sessions of that will be released weekly. So do me a favor, go to the Soul Device 2, get it for free on Steam at the link in our description, and check out his D&D channel as well. Thank you so much to Straight Lace for sponsoring this episode, as well as so many other Friday episodes of TNT. We love you, man. We could not do it without you.
Seriously, thank you so much. Thank you. And yeah, we're so happy and so hyped. The hype police are coming as soon here on my end.
that was pretty good timing.
I know, right?
As our lovely community is wont to do when we have a much requested guest on, we have a slew of super chats. But before I get to any of those, normally we do the news at the after the super chats, but I want to get to our obvious top story, and that is that it is Ash Paulson's birthday. Can we just get some love in the chat for Ash's birthday? I hear he has turned 16 today.
So no, you heard wrong. It's actually 24. I'm 24. Just a couple years after legal drinking age. It's great to definitely be in my early 20s. I love it. It's a great time to be alive. No, seriously, thank you all so much. And thank you to our incredible community. You all have shown me so much love, both on Discord and on Twitter today. It's just, I can't keep up with it all. There's so much love and birthday wishes coming in. So seriously, thank you all so much. And thank you, of course, to all of you here on the show for wishing me happy birthday. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Of course.
We love you too, Ash.
We are hoping you're having a great day, and I hope you do a bunch of partying after this.
But... yes, my wife has taken me out to dinner after, but she hasn't told me where. It's a surprise. Ooh. It's a place I haven't been before, but she's going to take me out to dinner and I think dessert, and then we're just going to, you know, have a nice night, have a few drinks, you know, probably play some Ace Attorney, have a good time. So
sounds like a good time to me. Attorney,
you're moving, look, you're, yeah. you're starting your mid-20s the right way, my dude.
Yeah, exactly. my mid-20s, exactly. Yeah, specifically that time of my life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not any other. All right, so.
Not any other.
Let's go ahead and address this outpouring of love that is all these super chats. Starting off with a $5 super chat from Jaden Buck. Thank you very much. Crazy questions Friday. Crazy question number 7. Has this been going on 7 weeks already? Happy birthday, right? Ash. I'm going to bake you a cake. How would you feel about a hot Arene cake?
I would feel horrible about it. And why would you bring that up on my birthday of all days? Jeez. I'm not allowed to forget. No days off, man. Gerard, the context behind that is something came up a few episodes ago where I was basically I Googled Hatterene, the Pokemon, and I should not have done that. It was a really bad idea. And I saw things that I wish I could unsee. It was just a Google image search of Hatterene or however you say it. And so now, of course, whenever anybody has a chance, they bring up Hatterene just to, you know, just to remind me of the horrible things I saw.
I have a feeling you're not going to escape it that easily.
I'm not.
Yeah, moving on. MC with a $2 super chat just says, "Happy birthday, Ash." Happy birthday, indeed. Thank you so much. Screamo Shaman with a $5 super chat follows that up with, "After a long day at work throwing out all our dairy, long story, I'm just going to wish Ash a happy birthday. A Hatterene with a cake is on the way."
Oh, God, no. Thank you. And also, no thank you.
That sounds... oof. Let's see. King of the Hills 34 with a $1.99 super chat says, "Can't wait for Kissing School 2, Gerard. Love you, GVG."
Oh, man.
They're piling the paint on everyone tonight.
That sounds spicy.
The TLDR is that when I was 22 years old, 23 years old, I starred in a movie called Kissing School for Losers. It was my ex-girlfriend's best friend at the time, got a bunch of money to make a really bad movie, and I needed stuff for my reel, and I said yes. It is my version of The Room, essentially. Oh. And I won an award for my performance.
Wow!
So it's holy pretty de- it's pretty depressing. But it's a very, I don't want to say bad so the producers get mad. It's just not as good as it should be. Let's just leave it at
there
that.
We go.
Well, that's a good, you have me at room.
But now I have that's to know what award you won.
Yeah,
it's like best supporting actor in an indie film type thing, which is weird because it's. There are better people. Maybe it was one of those things where no one competed that year and I just showed up, you know? I got a participation reward.
Nice. Hey, well, that's one more award than I've got. I actually have a coworker who has an Emmy, and he was showing it off. He used to have it at his desk, and I asked him what it was for, and he's like, "Seriously, I just made like the worst film I could make and nominated it myself. And nobody else was in the category, so I won." And he's like, "So that's how I got amazing. An Emmy."
Wow,
that'll do it. That'll do it.
Well, I feel like I need to watch this because The Room is one of my favorite movies ever. So I love.
The Room is brilliant. The Room is brilliant because it's funny for the madness. Imagine like you're waiting for the funny to start and it never shows up. That's what this is. So it's not as palatable as you think it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
One of these days we'll have a viewing party for this film. we'll have to.
You make it a Patreon goal. There you go. I'm sure someone will pay for to see that.
We'll have to get you back on. We'll watch it with you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Nice. All right. Moving on. Jacob Tucker with a $25 super chat. Thank you so much. Says, happy birthday, Ash. Here's 25 bucks so you can buy Terrain of Magical Expertise on Steam. It's got gameplay like Mario RPG, top-notch voice actors, and cameos like Gerard, and hundreds of backer-designed enemies, including me. Wow, that sounds like a slam dunk of a purchase at that point. We've got Gerard in the game. We've got our community members designing enemies for it. That sounes dope.
That's so neat.
And I would absolutely try that. I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on Steam right now. It looks really cool. Yeah, this is really neat. And I guess it came out yesterday. It says release date September 9th, 2021. Oh. So congrats on release, devs. Congrats on release to Neo C Productions and 1C Entertainment.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. I voice a version of a variant of Gerard called Complete Boy. And he gives you quests.
That's awesome.
He gives you quests. He gives you quests and hints on how to complete the game.
Oh, that's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And Jacob, thank you so much. Unfortunately, it's PC only, so I can't play it at the moment. But when I am on a streaming PC at some point in the future, I will make a note to check it out. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. Along with Ash's eventual keyboard, we will also be buying an entire computer to hook it up to. So we'll get it.
It's his birthday, guys. Let's get those super chats in there.
That's right. Maybe you guys will be the ones to buy Ash a computer. All right, speaking of super chats, Nathan, the voice actor, with a $10 super chat says, "Hi, Gerard, a Patreon of yours here. I'm so ecstatic to see you on TNT finally. You are a huge inspiration to me for making YouTube content, as well as GVG. I also rate this episode complete it."
Aw. Thank you very much, Nathan. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, that's really, really kind. I'm going to have to pick up the pace here, though, because there is an outpouring of love going on there. They're flying in.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. All right. Rob Arman X with an incredibly generous $50 says, "Can I get a let's go for everyone for Gerard being here and Ash's birthday? Let's go.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You guys are
awesome.
Thank
you, Rob. Your donation so incredibly generous. Thank you so much, Rob. Seriously. And you didn't have to do this at all. You got me a gift. You're so kind. Thank you, Rob. Seriously.
Rob, you're a real one, man.
You're way too nice to me and way too nice in general. We love you. You're just the best. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm going to breeze through these next ones unless there's like a question or something. And just so we can get to the news. Bolt Mouse X with a $2 super chat says, "Super Fighting Robot Mega Ash. Happy birthday." He's in costume for you, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Our good friend Bongo Lover with a Canadian $5 super chat says, "Hey, Gerard, I've got an important question for you. Do you drink Danimals? If so, what's your favorite flavor? How many bottles of Danimals can you chug?"
Look, I know Danimals. Are we saying like, is this like a D's Nuts type situation? Or
no,
like, are you actually
absolutely just one of our patrons that's 1000% committed to a bit?
Great. I'm given a real answer, and that real answer, my friends, is strawberry banana.
Ooh,
that's my favorite one. There you go.
I've never had one. So. I looked for it on the PAX show floor though, and I didn't find any. Surprise.
Right.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, they didn't have a booth this year. Ashley Gerard, Suzanne. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, Gerard, this all stems from us reporting on Bongo the Danimals Monkey being in Sonic Dash like months ago. And Bongo Lover has been completely committed to the weirdness behind that ever since.
I get it. The Danimals lore goes. I get it. I understand.
Exactly.
Danimals iceberg. It's deep.
Yeah, it really is. We should make a video on the Danimals iceberg one of these days. Ashley Suzanne, someone I know very well, with a $1.99 super chat, saying, "Hi, Steve. What you don't know is she's like right over there, like 8 feet away from me right now."
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Everybody says hello. Anthony Wilson Jr. with a $10 super chat says, "Greetings, GVG. It sucks I haven't been around for the live shows lately, work and life, but love you guys and good to see the completionist on. Love his work on the G4 YouTube channel." We were just talking about that before the show. It is really cool to see someone from the YouTube space, you know, making the leap into more traditional media.
Super exciting. I feel like a broken record. I'm so pumped about it. I just want to do everyone happy. I want to be Santa Claus and just make sure that everyone's got their gifts. That is G4. That's my vibe. That's my hope. I don't want to disappoint. I won't let you guys down. I promise.
Nice. Well, I am thrilled to see you on there, man. It is truly a treat to see someone as passionate about games as you, somebody that we kind of know, making the leap there. I can't wait to see where G4 goes with you as part of it.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much.
They are very lucky to have you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Speaking of Gerard's G4 gig, Titus Malvolio with a $20 super chat. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Super big super chat to celebrate having Gerard on the show. I've been a big completionist fan for a very long time since the early days. Was happy to be able to meet you at PAX a couple of years ago. Congrats on the G4 TV gig. Which
thank you.
Yeah, thank we're sorry again that we missed you, Titus, at PAX West. But yeah. Next time we're out there, we will yeah. carve out some time to make sure we get to hang out.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Shut up, Sprinkles. That's a good name. With a $5 super chat says, birthday plus Gerard. A good Friday. Agreed.
Hell one yeah. One of the best. Oh, good Friday indeed. Yep.
Luigi and Daisy 315 with $5 says to Gerard, hey, Gerard, who would win in a fight? Samus Aran or Master Chief?
Uh-oh. On the spot. Well,
okay, look, here's the deal. We've all seen Monty's famous animation.
Yep.
We know that in the end, they end up on the same team. But if I had to pick, I'm going Samus.
Yeah, I agree. I feel Samus is more resourceful.
Same. Yeah. And more agile, too. She has the firepower, and she's definitely faster and more agile, I would think.
Yeah. She's got a more versatile kit, too, compared to Master Chief.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, moving forward, Adam Davis with a $4.99 super chat says, happy birthday, Ash. Thank you for the LA suggestions. Santa Monica slapped. Hope to be back for school and maybe see you soon.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy to hear that. You're very welcome, Adam. Thank you for the birthday wishes, and I'm really glad you enjoyed Santa Monica. I'd love to, you know, have you back in LA again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be, hopefully I'll be there next time.
I know.
Let's see, where did I lose you guys? You're chatting so fast and so furiously.
So many.
We're at Bongo Lover. Yep. If another.
Oh, okay. Got it. Bongo Lover with another Canadian $5 super chat. Happy birthday, Ash. Hope you enjoyed it. Get yourself a Danimals flavored cake. I'd recommend playing some Danimal Crossing. Maybe some Megamol X too. God.
Megamol X. You know, I think we've officially gone too far. Megamol X, I think, is the point at which science has gone too far now.
They didn't stop to ask whether they could. They were too busy being concerned with whether they could to ask if they should.
Exactly.
Salem 1013 with an Australian $5 super chat. Happy birthday, Mega Ash. I'm so glad you like the art that I made for your birthday. Hi, Gerard. I'm a huge fan of your channel. There's like a recurring theme through these super chats.
I know. Thank you so much, Salem. And thank you for the art. It was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Shadow Pico with a $2 super chat. Just asking a pointed question. Gerard, when are you finishing the Nick All-Stars pack?
The Nickelodeon All-Stars pack?
I'm assuming
All Fighters?
That's what they mean.
Right. I mean, it's not out yet, is it?
No.
No.
I think you're going to have to wait for the game to release.
It's definitely a reference to one of my older videos, but it also outside of the context of Nickelodeon All-Stars, I'll probably complete it. But nice. I don't know. I don't know who I'd main. I don't have like a horse in that race, you know what I mean? I'm not really into the roster of Nickelodeon All-Stars quite yet.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm looking at it as like a fun diversion. Oblina though. Our Real Monsters is going to be my jam.
Oblina's so cool. So wait, Gerard, are you saying that you're not a Ninja Turtles fan? Does that mean that you're not a Ninja Turtles fan?
I am a Ninja Turtles fan. I actually am. I don't know. I feel like I can play as them in so many other games, you know? So I'm just like,
sure.
I'm not, I don't really have like a super hype person yet that I'm like, they're my person. Maybe like,
gotcha.
Like, what's it? Sour Toast Man?
Oh, Powdered Toast Man.
Powdered Toast Man from Ren and Stimpy, maybe.
That would be cool.
I'm still hoping for Rocco. He's the one I'm waiting on. Hopefully Rocco makes it. Nice. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. We got a few more happy birthdays here to get through. Killamox with a $5 super chat. First off, happiest of birthdays to Ash. Second, bit of a PSA. An internal part in my Series X started sparking and smoke poured out. Careful if you have one. There's one right behind me. That's terrifying.
Nice.
That's
spooky.
Whoa.
I'm glad you're safe because that sounds like a fire hazard. I don't know anybody else that's happened to, but yeah, if you see smoke coming out of any of your electronics, just pull the plug if you can safely.
And thank you, Killamox.
Yes, and thank you. Lizard 81288 with a $5 super chat. I'm super hyped that G4 is coming back. How is that coming along, Gerard?
So far, it's coming along in the form of we're doing test streams, we're trying out formats and segments. I don't know when we're coming back yet, but our goal is to hit a bunch of nostalgic vibes for those of you guys who used to watch the show way back in the day, and also move forward with what we think should be the future of what G4 is, right? Like, what does G4 look like in 2021? Hopefully something cool, and that's kind of what we're working towards. Nice. So it's coming along cool. Well, I would say, so far.
Cannot wait to see it.
Hell yeah.
And thank you so much, Lizard, for the super chat. A returning super chatter, Titus Malfolio, is back with another $5, says, addendum to the last super chat. Can't wait for New Game Plus of the original FF7 month. Love you all, and happy birthday once again, Ash.
Thank you.
We love you too, and thank you again, Titus. Seriously, thank you.
I gotta play some Final Fantasy VII Remake. I was hovering, I'm my PS5 for the remake. I'm like, it's 90 gigs. I'm like, I could free up some very valuable space. But I'm like, I know I'm gonna play it again too, though.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that too. I need some FF7 in my life. I just haven't mustered up the courage to start it again myself. Black Ninja with a $5 super chat says, hey all, happy birthday. Every time I say hey all, I think of Scott, but hey all, happy birthday, Ash. Yes, the completionist. So glad to see you here. Hope everyone is going well. Question, everyone's favorite colors? And then it just says why. Blue.
Red.
Nice. I mean, I think mine's pretty easy. Blue.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
It's always been green for me.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
Nice, good. Nice.
We got all of RGB represented. We're fine. All right. thank you so much for the super chat. Pepper Troopa follows it up with a $10 super chat. Says, glad we finally got Gerard on. Alex or Brett next, perhaps? Hey, anything's possible.
Yeah.
So it's just Pepper a matter Troopa. Of finding the right time. It turns out content creators are busy people. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, I'm the reason why we're here so late, so I apologize to you TNT fans.
It is kind of interesting doing it at a little bit later time. We usually reserve this for like after dark streams, but I'm kind of digging it. I'm digging the vibe. Like, there's no sunlight messing with my shot tonight.
Today's news. Tonight.
Yeah, it's almost like the show's fully living up to its name. For me, it's today's news this afternoon most days, but... Nathan, the voice actor, with another $5 super chat says, besides one birthday wish wasn't enough, happy birthday, Ash. You're the best archenemy ever. P.S. I'm catching up to you in our Fight of Founder DKC2 race.
You are. Thank you, Nathan. And yeah, we had part two of our DKC2 102% race a couple of days ago. And yeah, you're gaining some ground on me. I'm still ahead. I'm going to try to stay ahead, but you are catching up. I got to get my game together. Thank you.
All right, we got just a few more, and then we can get onto the news. Ella Duranjo, 26, with an Australian $20 super chat, says, Ash's birthday and Gerard on TNT. I'm going to pretend this is part of my birthday celebration, too, because I couldn't ask for anything better. Love you guys. Well, thank you. I'm glad to be able to share Ash's birthday with him. I'm honored to be able to host our friend Gerard here on the show. This is kind of a great evening.
And if that also means that it's your birthday, then happy birthday to you as well.
Happy birthday.
Quite figured out, but it sounds like it might be. So if so, happy birthday.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you so much for the super chat. MC with a staggering $25 super chat says, hey, GVG. Oh, this is Marcos Conchas. Says, hey, GVG, this is my first live show. It's so exciting. I'm the chicken review patron, which, by the way, Brandon and I are still hard at work on that. We just need to put our heads
together. I
swear
to God it's coming.
Yeah, yeah, it's been with Brandon for a while.
You picked the right day.
anyway, he says, love you guys. Keep up the amazing work. It's great to see you again, Marcos. It's been a while, so we're glad you're here, especially on this episode.
Seriously, thank you.
Yeah. Taco My Salad with a $5 super chat says, from Top Dog, who is one of our most supportive patrons, says, I absolutely love GVG with just a ton of hearts, and that has Top Dog's brand written all over it. So thank you both, Taco and Top Dog. Y'all are great. Nightshade with a $20 super chat says, shout out to the completionist. I must ask, LOL, is it fair to assume I'm the one and only Nightshade that helped you complete the Sword Shield decks? LOL.
You probably did, if I had to guess the same person. I always ask some of my fans and patrons to help me when it comes to completing Pokemon games, just because like It's a sprint. My job is a sprint most of the time. Complete the game as fast as possible. So thank you for your help, Nightshade. I appreciate it.
Nice. Yeah, it's always fun to have the community help you with stuff like that. You know, we tend to get a ton of support from our community too. We're grateful for everybody that helps us with the content we do and with all these crazy amount of super chats, which we got four left. We're going to get through them. Shadow Pico with a $2 super chat just says, happy birthday, Ash. Say, I love being a turtle. I guess they want a present from you.
All right. Well, warning to anyone wearing headphones. Here we go. God, I love being a turtle.
Ash's wife in the there other room is just like, why?
Exactly. It's like, oh, fuck. Here we go. Yeah.
Mario.
Thank you very much.
Mario 8A with a New Zealand $2 super chat says, why did Gerard's podcast end? When is it coming back? I love it when people just ask questions like that.
I'll ask a question with the question, which podcast?
There we go.
I've started and stopped so many podcasts. And honestly, the reason why I end up stopping them half the time is just because I love listening to podcasts. And then I start doing a podcast and I realized I hate doing a podcast. I don't know what it is. I love being on other people's podcasts and having conversations. But when it's my own thing, I'm always like, I suck. I don't want to listen to me talk. I should just not have my own podcast. So eventually I just pull the plug. But someday, maybe someday.
I hear you. I can't listen to myself. When I listen back to these episodes, I'm like, why did I say that thing? We all do it. Wow. Following that on, but there's your answer about the podcast. Thank you so much for the super chat, Mario. Anthony Wilson Jr. with a $50 super chat. Thank you so much. Says, whoa, I had no idea it was Ash's birthday. But dude, since the Game Explain days, I have supported all of you. One of these days, Ash, we have to play Smash together. Your Mega Man versus my Pac-Man. Also, shout out nice. Derek and his only analysis machine. Which, man, I can tell you from experience, Ash definitely has a hole in his game where Pac-Man is concerned. Our art director has proven that Pac-Man can indeed pry apart Ash's defenses when used properly.
I gotta figure out my own way around all the tricky stuff that Night Tides Pac-Man does. But I have been known to beat other Pac-Men, just not Night Tides every time. So it's not necessarily a rule. That Pac-Man will take a Bartman Mega.
Sure. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That shouldn't mean a whole lot to those of you that know how well I play Smash.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you. That's incredibly generous. Maddie with a $2 super chat says, just Maddie saying hi to y'all. Uh-oh. We lost Gerard here for a sec. Oh, there he goes. All right. Maybe. I'm going to use this opportunity to get through the next super chats. I apologize if I mispronounce that, with a $10 super chat says, happy birthday, Ash, a round of Chili's milk for everyone.
Damn it,
Chili's milk.
Is that Margue? That's
yes.
One of, I'm sure he supports you guys, but he also supports me and always brings up Chili's milk. So I don't know. Basically, the story is that one day Matt here decided that he wanted to order Chili's for him and his wife and realized that you can order Chili's milk from Chili's. So he only ordered a glass of milk from Chili's. And so now he always tells people, hey, have a glass of milk on him, specifically from Chili's. So there you go.
All right.
There's your Chili's lore.
There we go.
I got you guys.
We got Chili's lore on GVG now. How long until someone picks up that bit here?
It's not long.
Yeah. No, it really isn't. Oscar Navarro with a $2 super chat says, GVG on a completionist episode, when and what game? I think that's up to the man himself. But
you're more than welcome to come on the show. You just got to find a game you like, and then I got to complete it.
Hey, I'm down. I've got a lot of games I like that I haven't completed.
I'd say Monster Hunter, but I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, I'll probably die before the episode comes out. There's too much stuff. There's too much stuff to do in that one.
Well, we got to see No More Heroes 3 on the completionist.
Dude, what if I told you that I'm this close to being done? I'm 116 hours in, and I am so close to being done. It's all I've been doing since Suda gave it to me, a month ago? I've just been head down. Like, you know how it is. You get a press copy early. No one knows anything about it. And I have just been like, I've been living on R No More Heroes. I've been searching hashtags. Like, I've downloaded the game. I know everything about it. Any questions you got about No More Heroes 3, I got you. It's all right here.
Nice. I am missing one awesome. Cat and one scorpion, and that's it. And I'm like, God, nice. Where are you? But
Steve, since these super chats just keep coming in, do you want to do the next round after the first story or something?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to get to the news, folks. Keep on super chatting. We'll read them between stories. But we do have to actually talk about today's news tonight, or else it'll be yesterday's news tomorrow.
Seriously.
So, all right. Let's go ahead and move on to our first story. It turns out that when two corporations sue each other, nobody wins. And that's right. I'm talking about, of course, the Epic versus Apple lawsuit that's been ongoing, I think, longer than GVG has existed at this point. But today, our good friend Reb and former guest posted on IGN that the lawsuit, at least for now, is over. A judge ruled in favor of Apple in most instances here, though not all. And the caveats are really important here, because the one way in which Apple lost was probably the most devastating for their bottom line. So a judge ruled that basically Epic lost their request to be reinstated. So Fortnite's not coming back to iOS unless Apple chooses to let them back, because the judge did find that Epic was in fact in breach of contract by, you know, pulling their stunt with adding an additional payment option. The interesting wrinkle here, though, is that the judge did rule that going forward, Apple has to allow developers to include separate payment options, bypassing Apple's own system and their cut. So they're saying, yeah, Apple, you have to let developers put alternative payment methods that cut you out in their games, or, you know, let people direct people to an external service where they can pay for their own products. In addition to in-app purchases. So that is something Apple definitely doesn't want to happen, but Epic doesn't get to make use of it because they're still banned.
Right.
Which I think is just really funny. Also, Epic wanted Apple to allow folks to just download apps, sideload them the same way you can on Android. Judge said no to that. Epic wanted the ability to open their own app store on iOS devices. Judge said no to that. So really, Epic didn't get any of what they wanted, but they still managed to like get a parting shot and wound Apple a little bit on the way out. It's an interesting scenario, but it feels like, you know, this whole big thing ended up with a lot of interesting headlines, but nobody really ended up the winner here. Gerard, yeah. I'm curious to hear your take, because Ash and Brandon and I have talked about this a lot over the last year and a half.
That's true. Yeah.
It's rough, right? I personally think 30% across the board on every platform is too much. Right. I think it's just too much. These developers, these app manufacturers, are putting in their blood, sweat, and tears into these projects. They care so much about their product. They're going to get barely any promotion or technical support from these big publishing machine houses because they don't need to. Use the platform or don't. That's the only option. So I'm excited that, at least in the case of Apple and iOS, that there is now some fair way of kind of circumventing, or if not adjacently circumventing, Apple to a degree. Just because that means a lot to a lot of people. Like, most apps and most companies are developed on small scales, and they're not making a lot of money to begin with. So I hope it's a good sign for the little guys going into app development and game development for iOS.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, you know, that 30% take is egregious. I mean, they take a lot for just bringing people, you know, for just hosting the platform, because Apple doesn't have a hand in the creation of these games. They just have the audience, and kind of it feels a bit scummy to say, hey, we have this whole audience of users, so we're going to take a third of everything you do. You know, I know that for some folks they reduced it to 15, but even then that feels kind of big. Folks are also talking about YouTube taking 30%, which
I was thinking that. Yeah.
They do that
Davis
too.
In our Patreon chat posted a correction saying iOS is not required to enable other means of in-app purchases. They just can't bar developers from linking browser purchasing.
Oh, well, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, they're not, they're, so, yeah, sorry, they're not required to provide, like, app developers can still choose to not do any of that and still go with in-app purchases, but Apple is required to not bar developers from doing that. So if a developer right, wants to put a button in their game...
They can't kick them off the platform for doing that. They're exactly, allowed to do right. that.
So if Epic had pulled the exact same move that they pulled after all this, Fortnite would not be bannable. But because they did it before, which sparked the whole lawsuit, they were found in breach of their contract, and now they can't come back anyway. Which
that's
is funny.
The funniest part about all of this.
It really is. And the thing that I find so amusing about it is that Tim Sweeney was tweeting today about how we're going to bring Fortnite back to iOS on our terms now. And I was like, you did read the articles about you, right?
That's too funny.
Yeah, you also just said something that is now never going to let you get back onto iOS. You're like, don't worry, guys, we'll be back. Don't you worry. And it's like, are you sure about that? You just really fought a war with Apple and you cut them. Now they're not going to forget that.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, if there had been any chance of the game coming back, like Gerard said, it's gone now.
It's gone now. I mean, this is, for all of us onlookers, this is pretty much the best way this could have ended, I think, for us, because both of them lost and kind of took some on the chin. And, you know, I have no love lost for either Apple or Epic. So it's just kind of funny the way this came down. We were all thinking one would be the clear winner and one would be the clear loser. That is not how this turned out. And kind of everyone lost, as you said, Steve.
Yeah, it's kind of like the end of Rocky. Like where they beat each other up for a bunch and then, you know, someone gets awarded the victory, but no one believes it was actually fair or true.
Yeah. So to answer Slicer in the YouTube chat, I think if anyone won, it's probably small app developers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed with that.
Where that 30% really matters.
Some positive change here. The one thing I will say, though, is, you know, I've got nothing against Fortnite. I play Fortnite. I feel bad for younger players that only have access to the game on a smart device, right? Like, that's because true. They're the real losers here. They're never going to get their game back. They're not going to get the season 8 update in like 2 days. I feel bad for those folks that don't have the ability to play Fortnite on another platform. And I hope, you know, I don't think it's ever going to be fixed, but it kind of stinks for those folks. Like, I wish, you know.
If I was Apple and Epic in the fairness of consumerism, what I would do is I would allow iOS users to like update the app one last time to migrate all of your content from iOS to a platform of your choice. Sony's like not the one to do it because they're pretty anti crossplay, but like move it to Switch, move it to PC, move it to Xbox, keep the things that you spent so much money on, because that's the crappy thing, right? Is there's someone out there, you know, who spent thousands of dollars on their phone to play Fortnite, and now they can't touch it ever again, and that just sucks.
Yep. That's really what they should do, is let folks port that data out. Because, I mean, you know, the consumers didn't cause any of this, but it's unfortunate for sure. But hopefully, you know, we'll learn from this, and something like this hopefully will be avoided in the future. I don't have a ton more to say on this, though. I feel like, everybody lost.
I'm just glad Apple got dinged for that ridiculous 30% take. That is obscene. That they get to get
really,
a third
really
of everything you do on the App Store, and I'm so glad they got dinged for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's finish off these super chats and get to our next story real quick, because we're staying litigious here on TNT for a bit. So I'm just going to shotgun fire these out, and then we can react to them afterwards. Skull Kid Tiger with a $5 super chat says, "Happy Ash Day. Gerard once called me Musashi Bro. I love him for it. Remember, be kind to yourselves mentally. Love you guys as much as Ash loves Hatarene." That sounds like an
thank
insult,
you.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, I know, right? Thank you so much.
Yeah, Black Ninja with a $2 super chat. "Everyone's favorite Switch games." I'm just going to go vanilla because we don't have a lot of time, and say Breath of the Wild.
Smash Ultimate.
Ultimate.
Mario Odyssey.
Excellent choices.
Nice.
I could see that. That's a struggle for me too. Sci-Fi Lullabies with a £4.49 donation. Just wanted to contribute to the love. Well, thank you, and happy belated
thank
to
you.
It was your birthday yesterday, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Purity Chalice follows that up with a $19.99 super chat. Happy birthday, Ash. I hope you have a wonderful birthday weekend. It's so great to finally see Gerard's fine mug on GVG. GVG After Dark this past weekend was amazing. Thank you guys so much for all that you do. Love you all. After Dark was definitely interesting. We'll just leave it there because the topics discussed therein have to stay therein.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Purity Chalice. Also, really quick, before I forget, Steve, I just want to give a quick birthday shout-out to our very own community member, It's ATM. I found out today, and all the GVG server love I've been getting, that I share a birthday with It's ATM. So happy birthday, It's ATM.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, birthday bro, birthday sis.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Let's see, Mwape Mulenga follows it up with a $5 super chat. Happy B-Day, Ash. Also, Gerard, I have beef with you. You have 100%ed every game you play, but I have a problem because you never 100% taking a break. Hashtag love you. That is very kind.
I have a problem, and all it is I got to complete stuff all the time. I feel that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mwape Mulenga. Yeah, I do think your next game should be taking a break. Gerard just completing the break. Yeah.
Nice. Screamo Shaman with a $1.99 super chat follows it up with Bongo and Hot Harene walk into a Chili's. I'm guessing they ordered milk. Oh, God. Following that up, Chili's Milkman with a $1.99 super chat just says, yeah.
God, oh, no. This is getting weird, man.
We've gained a bit here on GVG.
getting a little weird.
Black Ninja with a $2 super chat says, I need to know, is there something on Ash's camera?
No, I think what you're talking about is maybe the mic shadow on my face. Normally, we don't record this at night, my time, and the only key light I have right now is coming from this direction, so it's casting the mic shadow onto my face, and I apologize for that, but I assume that's what you mean.
Probably.
Because I don't think there's anything else. I can't see anything else in my screen that
looks
like
your beautiful face.
So. Well, indeed. Of course.
All right, our final... Oh, God, we got like five more. Skyline YT, $10 super chat. Hey, guys, first time super chatting and just wanted to wish Ash a happy birthday. Hopefully I got the date right, LOL. But, man, September is just full of B-days, huh? Turning 22 myself on Sunday. Happy birthday. I'm going to keep going. Grantles with a $2 super chat. Imagine a world where Epic Games is run by Wario. Wario wears out today. You should play that. Luigi and Daisy 315 with a $5 super chat says, honestly, playing Fortnite on the Switch still matters than on Apple Store. I'm going to... it's better on Switch. I agree. Vedran Hotik with a $5 super chat says, love you guys. Happy birthday, Ash, and great to see Gerard. Been a fan of his for many years. All the best, guys. And finally, Darchi with a $10 super chat. This is a question for Mr. Completionist. After playing Sly 4, are you wanting a Sly 5 to end the story? Please use that influence to make Sony do it. LOL. Thank you all so much for the super chats. Gerard, I'll let you pitch in on that one real quick.
Dude, if I could get Sony to write me an email back, I would be in that zone. But I can't even get them to say hello to me. So I appreciate the sentiment. I'm with you there. Would love it to end the Sly Cooper series on a good note. Or reboot it or keep it going. Who knows? I want more Sly games in general is what I'm saying.
Nice.
So. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
for sure. I would definitely love to see more in the Sly Cooper series. I need to replay that series. It's been a while. Anyway,
thank you so much, everybody, for your
thank you guys so much for the super chats, for all the birthday wishes, for all the love. But we do have four more stories to get through. So I'm going to go ahead and throw the next one up because we're still talking lawsuits. And this one is Twitch actually has filed suit against two seemingly very bad people. They're identified only as Cruise Control and Creatine Overdose. And Twitch believes, doesn't actually know for sure, believes that they are based in the Netherlands and in Vienna, Austria. Apparently, according to Twitch, Twitch alleges that these two individuals are responsible for the kind of wave of hate raids we've been seeing on the platform for the last several months. You might remember A Day Off Twitch, which we talked about here on the show. Apparently, they allege that on August 15th, Creatine Overdose demonstrated how they can create thousands of dummy accounts on Twitch with a script or a bot in a matter of minutes, and that they essentially have designed a bot that controls thousands of accounts to do these hate raids. They program them to, you know, just spit awful hate speech into people's channels. They direct them where to go. So it's interesting to me that, you know, two people, if what Twitch alleges is true, are behind this kind of massive wave of disgusting crap going on the platform. That being said, I'm happy that Twitch is actually filing suit against these people.
Like, yeah, actually doing something.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little concerning to me that they can't find them, because obviously if you can't find someone, a lawsuit's not going to do a ton of good. I would much rather that they get the local authorities involved and get these people arrested. There's got to be some kind of law they're breaking by doing this. That being said, Twitch is often accused of not taking action on things that matter like this. So I'm happy to see something happening.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad there's something happening here. And if these allegations are true, it is these two people. On one hand, that makes me, I mean, there's no feeling better about any of this. Hate raids should not be happening ever, period, anywhere. And there's no place for that. But if it is just two people, it is, you know, makes you feel a little better about the fact that it's all coming from these two assholes and not from thousands of people out there. You know, it's like that, I guess, is kind of a silver lining. But either way, if these allegations are true and it is these two people, I hope they get taken to the fucking cleaners, man. I hope I really hope this lawsuit is successful as it can possibly be. And they are, you know, it's as financially punitive as possible for them, assuming these allegations are true.
And, you know, in addition to that, oh, go ahead, Gerard.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're on a roll.
I was going to say, you know, assuming, you know, they never find these two guys, there still is an added benefit to this, because it sends a message to anyone else who's going to try shit like this. Like, they're armed and ready to sue you if you're going to, you know, spread hate all over their platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gerard, what are your thoughts on this, man?
I was about to say the same thing. I think it's important that I don't know. I'm that weird guy that is like, I don't care what company knows where I am at any given moment, because our phones already do that, right? Everyone's always like, my privacy, my privacy, my privacy. My dudes, the phones know everything. They know all of our information, no matter what you want to claim privacy for. So in my mind, I'm a firm believer that if you sign up for a website, even like a social media website, like, you should use your true information just to be held accountable for the things that you say. Because freedom of speech is not the same thing as freedom of consequence. And in the case of this, it's not even free speech. It's not even speech. It's awfulness. It's being awful and rude and... there's nothing good about it. It's just not cool. So I'm glad that they kind of they're setting a precedent saying, if you do this, you can get in trouble. And I mean, I'm curious to see what happens, just because it sounds like these guys, they are in international countries. I don't know the speed at which a lawsuit like this can catch up and be executed in time, considering that there's COVID and there's international waters to be had there. But I'm that's my big concern, because I've never heard or seen a legal case internationally speaking that ends in a promptly fashion, because God knows this could take 1 year, it could take 5 years, who knows.
Yeah. This is one situation where I'm happy that it's a giant corporation kind of pushing around two smaller people, you know, because these guys aren't going to be able to mount a legal defense. Like, if whatever Twitch wants, they're going to get in court, I'm sure, because these guys are going to be lucky to be able to afford defense attorneys at all, which in this case, normally that sounds really bad, but in this case, good. Just, you know, take them out. That's all I care about. But I'm glad to see Twitch doing something, because I feel like as a platform, they have a reputation for kind of ignoring issues like this until it becomes too big. And, you know, I'm just glad to see them doing something. I agree, Brandon, it's probably a deterrent to other folks, because I know that, you know, I imagine these are all younger people who probably haven't lived a ton, haven't matured to understand the pain that they cause. At least I hope that that's the case. I hope it's not someone my age, you know, in a basement in Vienna somewhere thinking, you know, I'm 39 years old and this is what I'm doing with my life. so, you know, generally I find that these are like young adults or even teenagers, and we all do really dumb things when we're young, but this is kind of beyond the pale even for that. But you know, I hope that kids or other trolls online see this and, you know, decide maybe they don't want a mega corporation going after them, because it is likely a nightmare, one that, yeah, I hope to never live myself. So. But yeah, I think it's good that Twitch is addressing this. I think it's good that they're addressing it in a way that will probably scare other like-minded folks off from doing this kind of stuff. And I hope they continue it. I hope they pursue these guys to the fullest extent that they can. I hope that they get law enforcement involved, and I hope that these guys, stuff like this just stops happening on their platform, because it really is. I mean, and you know, it's not just small time streamers. Not that that should make a difference, but you're talking, you know, I saw Blessing Adeoye Jr., who's been on the show, talking about this happening to him, and he's one of the most recognizable people in gaming right now. You know, it's just awful that people would think to target people, especially because of everyone I've met that does this, that creates content, they're doing it from passion. Nobody gets into content creation and goes, wow, there's so much money to be had here, I'm doing this strictly for the paycheck. Like, nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, good on you,
guys, I've been doing this for 10 years. Don't do it for the paycheck. For the love of God.
That's,
for the love of God, don't do it for the paycheck.
Do it because you love it. Yeah.
Yes.
But as you said, Steve, I hope this is just the beginning. I hope this isn't just, you know, Twitch doing a one-time posturing here. I really hope that this is the beginning of them taking a long and continued stance against people using their platform to spread hate. Because as you said, they've kind of built a reputation for not doing a whole lot about that. So I really hope that they're going to take a really aggressive approach here going forward.
And
that this isn't just a one-time thing.
Absolutely.
This is a bar that they have to achieve every single time going forward. Otherwise, they're going to look really bad, and I guarantee they don't want that.
Yep.
Definitely.
Agreed. All right. Before we move on to our next story, you know what time it is. It's Super Chat time. Black Ninja with a $2 Super Chat says, that was it. Thanks. Watching on a small screen, referring to the shadow on our good friend Ash's face here. Zora with a $5 Super Chat. Zora says, a very happy birthday to Ash and good night to you all, and to Gerard, as a fellow completionist, I feel your pain, brother. Keep up the good work. doing God's work over here. I think I've completed like 4 games in my life.
I'm so jealous of you. I wish I only completed 4 games in my life.
I'm almost to 5. Almost. But yeah, you know, maybe do that 100 more times in your case. Titus Malvolio with a $2 Super Chat says, today's Super Chats tonight. It definitely do be like that, though.
Seriously, everybody's so generous.
And then finally, our good friend and TNT recurring guest David Giltonen with a $5 Super Chat says, hopefully this acts as a deterrent for anonymous harassment online. Also, good to see you doing well, Gerard. Miss seeing you at cons lately. I think we all miss cons.
Yeah,
yes.
We all kind of miss it, right? It's like what life was before all this.
Indeed.
It was nice going to PAX for a little bit, even with how weird it was, pandemic, you know, being mid-pandemic. It was nice being at a show again, just kind of having that feeling again.
Yeah. And you know what might show up, hopefully, at the next show we go to? I'm praying good. At this point.
Nice.
Bayonetta 3. And Bayonetta 3 is back in the news today because Platinum Games has made a comment on the status of the game yet again, this time throwing a little bit of shade at Nintendo. they talked to VGC, and this was Hideki Kamiya says, if you remember last time, I said, even though everyone was talking about Bayonetta 3, maybe you should tell everyone to forget about it for a while. I kind of need to keep that stance for now, because ultimately it is not our decision what to say and when to say it. And then Platinum Studio head Atsushi Naba added, there's no need to worry. Don't worry about it at this time. Everything's okay. As much as everyone is clamoring to see it, we are really, really waiting to release it too. Everyone who is working on the project, of course, is very proud of what we're doing and wants everyone to see what we're doing. As much as fans are waiting for it, we are waiting for the day when we can show it. We want everyone to cheer us on as we run to the final stretch. We want to show it too. Which, if I were working at Nintendo, I probably wouldn't be super happy about those quotes.
Not at all. It's so funny. I know, obviously, how, you know, we've been waiting for Bayonetta 3 for a long time, but it didn't really hit me until I read on this article that it was first announced at the Game Awards in December 2017. Like, yes, I knew it had been a while, but I didn't realize it had been 4 years almost. Jeez, that's ridiculous.
Based on what they said here, it almost sounds like the game is done and they're just sitting on it, unable to release it for some reason. Or close to that, maybe.
The reason makes a lot more sense than we all think and know. And it's that companies live and die by their quarterly earnings. And what that means is between Platinum and Nintendo and probably a little bit of Sega, because, you know, they did produce the original games. And I don't know how their involvement is, if they own a little bit of the IP or whatever it may be. But chances are, if you look at the lineup for Nintendo and the Switch, they've got enough first, second, and third-party games coming out this year. So chances are, if they're as close as they are to it being done, then probably next year is the way to do it. They don't want to give us too many games, you guys. They don't want to give us too many. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah. They want to cook the books.
Well,
Yeah.
Gerard is 100% right on this. I've heard from folks in the industry of specifically Switch games being completed and sat on for sometimes up to like a year just waiting because Nintendo, you know, has an ideal release window in mind, and they hold off on, you know, games that are gold shipped, ready to go, just because it suits their business purposes to release it during a specific time of year.
I think Paper Mario was an example of that. You consider how close to announcement that was released. They had to have been sitting on that for a little while at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can even think about like Cadence of Hyrule, right? Like they announced it and that was out. Like,
right.
We are spoiled in that way of we don't think how long it takes to actually make a game. We see a trailer and we're like, couple months, couple weeks, sounds good to me. But like, those developers who worked on Cadence and who worked on Paper Mario working on it for years and we had no idea. And so I think that's the expectation, right? Is if and when they show something in a direct, we know for a fact we're getting a release date and or a time frame that's a lot more concrete than we would know.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, Metroid Dread is another good example of that, which just happened. I mean, Metroid Dread has obviously been sat on for, you know, I mean, they're finishing it now, but it's been in development for quite a while if they're announcing it and it's coming out just a few months later. But in Bayonetta 3's case, the timeline's a little awkward because, you know, assuming the Switch Pro is still a thing, and I think we generally here on the panel all believe that it is. I don't want to speak for you, Gerard, but I think the three of us at least think the Switch Pro is still a thing and will probably arrive next year. It's awkward that Bayo 3 has been in development for so long and may release kind of close to an upgraded Switch model with more powerful hardware that Bayo 3 possibly could have used for being such a visually busy series. So it's kind of an interesting, awkward timeline there for the two things. Of course, it's all speculative for now, but
I don't believe that Bayonetta 3 and the Switch Pro share a fate in any way, assuming the Switch Pro is real, right? Every time we think a Switch Pro is going to come out, some other model of Switch comes out and we're getting a Switch OLED in a few weeks. So I'm kind of like one foot out the door on the whole Switch Pro thing. I honestly think, not going too far into it, I think at this point you just say screw it and you announce like a Switch 2, a proper next gen of the Switch. But that all aside, I mean, we have to remember we're getting Shin Megami Tensei 5 this November, which was announced before the Switch came out, like 2 months before the Switch. And we didn't get trailers for that for years. So honestly, this is kind of like a weird MO that certain developers have with the Switch at this point. You know, Atlas did the same thing and we kept saying like, when is Shin Megami Tensei 5 coming out? And this year it's just been an avalanche of trailers and gameplay footage. But it was a relatively dry period before that. And I think it's going to be the same thing with Bayonetta 3. Nintendo is going to say, it's ready, open the floodgates, and we're going to have like a 6-month period where we are just bombarded with this game, and then it's out. And I think that because it's been in development so long, that thinking of it as like a next gen or, you know, a new Switch title is probably not the right line of thinking for this specific game, because I think that
I agree.
When they went into development, when we got that logo, and it's just been a tough development cycle. And I think what's going to happen is we're going to see a whole other crop of games that were, you know, when Nintendo said, here's the final specs for the next Switch, whatever that's going to be. We're going to make a new Mario. We're going to make a new Zelda. We're going to make, you know, hopefully a new Mario Kart. Good God.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Pastime. But yeah, I agree. I don't think the two share a fate either. It's just interesting to consider the repercussions, I guess, of such an upgraded model releasing next year, potentially close to Bayo 3. But yeah, I don't think the two are related intrinsically.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Of course.
And this is sure. And this is something sure. that is in my brain that I talk with my friends, but I don't really know if anyone thinks the same way. And maybe it's just weird to say. It's like saying the sky is blue. Do you guys think that going forward into Nintendo's zeitgeist of consoles, that this is kind of like not the pinnacle, but going forward, it's going to be not so hardware driven, but more platform driven? Like the next Switch, whatever it's going to be, is kind of going to just be like the next iPhone. Where it's like,
oh yeah,
the software carries over, and we keep getting it as opposed to like, because that's what it reads to me is that like they found their success with the Switch, they found its niche market, they found the hardcore market and the casual market all across the board, and it definitely feels this way now that like going forward, whether we call it the Super Nintendo Switch or the Switch Plus or the Switch Pro, like the Switch is going to forever be what it is going forward, so that all of our software will always be replayable. That's at least the vibe that I get from all of the marketing and all the dollars behind it.
I think you're on the right track too, because if you even look at like the casual stuff that has released on Nintendo Switch in the last 4 years or so, you know, we've had Ring Fit, we've had Nintendo Labo. They're taking that experimental, you know, new play control style of development that they're known for and just applying it to a console we already have, and it's working. So I don't think they need to, like, you know, to innovate in that way anymore, because they can do it on the platform we already have.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've struck lightning with the whole portable console concept. Like, there's really no good reason for Nintendo to walk that back. I can't see that. I mean, Microsoft and Sony are already doing the dedicated high-powered video game console hardware thing. There's no reason for Nintendo to try to follow suit and do that as well. They have hit on something so huge with the portable console format, and I can't ever see them backing away from that. I agree with what you're saying, Gerard.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to this thing. I've said this for a couple of years now that I feel like Nintendo has, for better, designed themselves into a corner. They've found a form factor and a type of device that people didn't know they wanted until they got it, which again is very iPhone-like, as you compared it to, because we all got iPhones and we were like, wow, this changes everything. Like, who has a phone with buttons anymore, right? Like, if you see a flip phone or something like that out in the wild, you're like, where's this person been? Like, it's the equivalent of carrying a pager in the early 2000s. Like, everyone's like, you still do that? But, and I feel like the Switch is kind of that device for gaming. We've seen that folks love having like a console quality experience on the go. And more importantly, they've also mentioned that that the NVIDIA partnership, they want it to last 20 years. That is a long time. And it also speaks to the fact that Nintendo probably does imagine the Switch, or at least the concept thereof, to have a pretty long tail. If you're going to stick with NVIDIA for your system on a chip, that means that in theory you could keep backwards compatibility going for generations. You know, Microsoft and Sony have switched to like off-the-shelf PC parts, which also gives them the ability to run like PS4. You know, PS5 can run PS4 games natively. Xbox Series can run Xbox One and 360 games and original Xbox games, although via emulation for those last two, but the Xbox One games run natively on the Series hardware. And I think that, you know, Nintendo's going to likely take that same approach where, okay, here's a brand new Switch, but you can still play everything, you know, generations back on this thing. That would be the smart move, I think, to build a longer lasting platform to where every generation we're not buying Mario again. We can still carry that forward. The eShop is really the thing that they need to keep going generation to generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to carry all my GameCube games, all my Wii games, all I want to carry it all with me. I just want to, I'm tired of, I love retro games. I love retro consoles. I'm tired of like having to preserve those more and more and more with my hardware as it grows over the years. Right. Just, I just want all one place.
Agreed. Agreed. Oh, I mean, GameCube especially, man. It'd be so nice to have GameCubes digitally on the Switch. Nintendo just doesn't seem interested, unfortunately, in doing that, at least in, at, you know, at present. Hopefully, they'll consider it. I just, man, the GameCube is such a special console, and I'd love to be able to play those games on something other than a GameCube, mostly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Same. Hard. Same. I love the GameCube. I do not, like, I fear the day when my GameCube just gives up. Like, it gives up the ghost, and I'm like, do I pay $500 to get all that hardware back, or can Nintendo please just give me a way to play these things?
That's a scary thought. Don't talk like that.
Hey, we were, I was thinking about it when we were doing our, when we were doing our streams, because I was like, we had to take a GameCube from California to Seattle to stream WarioWare. And I was like, what would happen if something happened to this GameCube? I was like, it's a terrifying thought. We're out. Like, we're not going to go pick up another one.
Yeah. Speaking of scary, Darchy in our YouTube chat says, how to give Gerard nightmares. Mention Hyrule Warriors on Switch. God, the amount of content in that game. Gerard, I know you must have really, really had a hard time with that.
1,040 hours.
Yep. I remember I remember the video. I want to say I enjoyed that video, and I did, but I hate to say that because I know what it cost you. Everything.
I'm glad. Like, that's the point. My pain is to bring you entertainment, and if it didn't,
fair enough.
I did something wrong.
I definitely enjoyed it. It was a great video, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was exhausting, but I'm glad it came out. That I think I did the math, and like I was earning, and you boys know this. I think I made like a quarter of a cent for like every few hundred views. It was not a lot.
Oh no. Oh man. But
that's why, kids, don't just bet on YouTube. Go bet on other things. Bet on yourself more than YouTube.
Exactly. Yes. Couldn't say it better myself.
Hell yeah.
I think what we're gonna do, just to keep the ball rolling and keep the show on track, is move to our fifth story. After we read out these super chats, in the interest of keeping things timely, because I also know Ash needs to actually celebrate his birthday at some point tonight.
That's true. Although I'm okay just missing the post shows. So, you know, do what you got to do, Steve, for sure.
All right. Imp Sassy with a $5 super chat says, if I may, I'm working on a game. When you guys get time, what would you like to see in a hypothetical baby's first Metroidvania? That is interesting.
An arrow that tells you which direction to go.
If you're looking for one that...
Map pins. Make it so that the player can mark areas of interest. They don't have to remember where in the game world they are, and they could just follow the map right back to them.
That's unlimited a better concession map than an arrow, I think.
I would say map pins for sure.
Waypoint support is what I would say. Like, similar to map pins, let somebody who doesn't memorize the ins and outs just pin something and let it give them arrows up to where, you know, hey, go through here to get there or whatever.
Technically an accessibility feature. So, we need that.
True.
Don't be afraid to put fast travel in your game sooner rather than later.
Yep.
Yes. Fast travel.
Fast travel sooner rather than later, because the whole point of your game is to traverse. And if you make me spend 3 hours to get back to one point, I'm going to not want to play your game anymore. Make it easy. Make it fun. Casual, hardcore, you can find a balance between those. It's very easy.
It's true. More options are always better. People don't have to use optional elements in games. All right, moving on. Loyal Dingo with a $5 super chat says, hi, Brandon. Our community college's top custodian is satisfied with your progress so far.
I am so happy that all of the professional people in your life, are following me and are, supporting me. I don't know any of them. I doubt I ever will, but it keeps me going.
Nice. It's so interesting. I love it.
real quick. I think Ash read this one out, but it's from Darchi with $5. How to Scare Gerard. Mention Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition. We already talked about all the time
Gerard. I read it out before it was game. Super chat. Yeah, thank you, Darchi.
Purity Chalice with a $1.99 super chat. It better be called Super Nintendo Switch. I agree. I would really like to see
perfect.
That.
It's perfect. Nintendo I want to rename that. Yeah,
Nintendo 64.
That's so good. That's Switch my first 64. Time hearing that. That's amazing.
Let's see. Jaden Buck with a $5 super chat. Imagine how funny it would be if Bayonetta 3 came out before the chicken review. That will not happen. I swear on Brandon's reputation with custodians everywhere.
I'd vanish on the internet if that happened.
Brandon will just log off. Luigi and Daisy 315 with $2. Mario and Sonic versus Batman and Spider-Man. You choose.
Oh, man.
I'm giving it to Batman and Spider-Man just because they seem to have a lot of plot armor between the two of them.
I was going to say, true. I think Batman or Spider-Man individually could win that alone.
but can either of them catch Sonic? I don't know about Mario, but neither of them can catch Sonic, right? So you can't beat what you can't catch.
Cosmic Spider-Man could catch Sonic. Anyway, that's that's a whole...
Guys, you're missing the most important part. We know that Mario and Sonic fare well at the Olympic Games, but do Spider-Man and Batman fare well at the Olympic Games?
That's a good point.
That's
a really good
test.
Point. Yep.
Spider-Man is a shoe-in for the high jump. Just going
to
say that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Let's see. Rob Arman X follows that up. $5 super chat. Since WarioWare got a shout-out, shout-outs to Tales of Arise, which is great, but PSA, the text size is way too small. Also, Maddie says, happy B-Day, Ash.
Well, thank you very much, Rob, and thank you, Maddie, for the birthday wishes.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Cal Kazoo comes back with a $5 super chat. So happy to see Gerard on TNT. I can't make it to many live shows, but I listen to every show and post show. GVG's positive impact can't be understated. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We're glad to hear that. Thank you so much for the support and for the kind words.
Yep. Finally, Bongo Lover with Canadian $5. Nintendo is worried that Shark Tale for the GameCube is too powerful for the Switch. Damn it, Nintendo. I want Will Smith on my Switch. What? What kind of fever dream do you live in, Bongo Lover?
I love it. I love it. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's wild. Finally, our last two. Purity Chalice, $1.99. Throw a remake of Super Mario RPG on that shit, too. All right. I would love that. Super Mario RPG
is
great. And finally, 112 with $5. Happy birthday once again, Ash, and congrats on everything G4, Gerard. A small flex, but I 100%ed Mega Man 9, including Mr. Perfect, which took a year.
Wow, that's really hard.
I am
good
so proud of you. I've been wanting to do that for so long, and I started to, and I realized how I learned to hate everything.
Yeah.
I became so angry. Yes, it's so you are a better person than me. Congratulations. Keep it up. Nice.
Me as well. Congrats, right. 112. That's awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and move on to our next story, which is about another game. I talked about Mario Kart 8, but this is another game from 2013 that we're going to talk about tonight. And that game is Grand Theft Auto 5. Apparently, this comes from Matt Kim at IGN. If you watched the PlayStation showcase, which we reacted to, or the PS5 showcase more specifically, Rockstar dropped yet another trailer for Grand Theft Auto 5 Enhanced and Expanded Edition. Fans aren't happy about this. Apparently, it's got about twice as many dislikes on YouTube as it does likes. Folks are enraged, commenting about not understanding why it's taking nearly 2 years to release an update to an 8-year-old game, and, you know, the predictable ranting about wanting Grand Theft Auto 6 to be announced, which, I mean, I kind of get it, you know, as a fan of both Mario Kart and Grand Theft Auto, I kind of wish that their respective developers would just announce something new in those franchises. We're talking about two games that came out in 2013 that are still kicking along, but they're also both still making a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And
my money talks.
Yeah, it's really hard to convince a publisher that's sitting on a gold mine to just abandon it in favor of something else. And I think that's what's happening here.
And not to mention, because of NoPixel, you know, the popular role-playing servers that now exist on Twitch, everyone's playing Grand Theft Auto still in a new way, right? Like, this game is... Guys, Rockstar is making money. They're going to keep making money. And they want to remind you they're still making money. But at the same time, it took them a long time to make Red Dead Redemption 2, which just came out only a couple years ago. So imagine how much longer it's going to take for them to get Grand Theft Auto 6, let alone why would they turn off the servers for the thing that's making them money till this day?
Yep. I agree with that. It's a pretty simple business decision for them to keep this thing going as long as they can. And I mean, honestly, for those folks that are concerned that this is somehow taking away from GTA 6 or whatever Rockstar is working on now, it almost certainly isn't. I mean, Rockstar is huge. They definitely have a different team maintaining GTA 5 than they do developing, you know, whatever their next big AAA title is. And they're also rumored to be working on several GTA remakes right now for the Switch, among other platforms. So I think you're going to be waiting a few more years at minimum to even see something about GTA 6. Like, we won't get a teaser trailer for probably another year or two.
I get the fatigue for sure. I'm kind of tired of hearing about GTA 5 as well. But at the same time, you know, as you just said, Steve, and Gerard, it's making tons of money. There's literally no reason for Rockstar to walk away from that. So I agree.
I do have to admit, GTA Online is a really fun time. Like, I hop into that.
I've heard that it is.
I have a character who's like got pink hair and a top hat. He's got his like a mustache shape shaved into his chest hair, but he owns a yacht and several jets. I play that when I want to be the stupidest version of myself possible. And it is a great, a great escape for that purpose. But, I mean, if you don't like Expanded Edition, maybe don't buy it, but probably millions of people are still going to.
Right.
And that's not bad.
Also, as Audoodle in our YouTube or in our patron chat points out, as well as Watcher in our YouTube chat, Mario Kart 8 actually came out in 2014. Thank you for the correction, but I think the point still stands. It's still been 7 years now, more than 7 years since the last mainline Mario Kart game. We're ready to see what's next. You know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is awesome. It's still great. It's always going to be great, but I want something new. It's really time.
Yeah, agreed. But, you know, I'm sure it'll happen in due time. But, yeah, it's really hard to convince a publisher that's still selling these games actively and people are still buying it to go out and just trash that and do something else. I mean, when it comes down to it, they've got people to pay. And whatever brings in the money brings in the money. All right. We got one final story to cap off tonight. Before we do that, we have one more super chat from Mohammed Abokar saying with Canadian $2 super chat saying, "Hey, Gerard, have you played any Yakuza?"
Completed Yakuza 0 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, I think. I don't know time anymore, you guys. I don't know time.
time is a myth.
I don't know anymore. I think I did. Yes. I'll say I think I did. There's a video on it somewhere. There's evidence of there somewhere. Yes.
Nice. I still need to finish 0. I really like it. I just haven't finished it.
I really want to play 0.
Yeah.
Really want to.
All right.
It's very fun.
We've been running long enough. Let's get to our last news story so that we can disperse. Let's get this one up on screen. This is an interesting one. So this is, I'm just going to read this out as it's written, but this is a tweet from Jeff Keighley. Basically says, "I asked BioWare and EA if they are involved in the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake announced yesterday and just received this response. Here's the response. We are proud of our long-standing collaboration with Lucasfilm's games, which will continue for years to come. Our talented teams have created some of the most successful games in the history of the Star Wars franchise, including Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, Star Wars Battlefront, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, Star Wars The Old Republic, and Star Wars Squadrons. We love Star Wars and look forward to creating more exciting experiences for players to enjoy," which was just attributed to
Reggie Fils-Aimé to write that.
Seriously. The first reply to this is perfect. If you scroll down to Kevin WK's reply, it's just a gif of a cat just mashing on a keyboard, like yes or no, and just a cat just mashing on a keyboard. That was the most roundabout non-answer. Good lord.
Yeah, I mean, I get it to an extent, because the answer is almost certainly no, BioWare's not involved. They're trying to distract from that with like, hey, we got a ton of teams at EA that love Star Wars and respect the franchise and will do right by this game. But that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a subsidiary of EA is working on it, you know, but that still isn't... It's a nothing burger.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Exactly. That's kind of where I'm at with it. I feel like it's just a very weird response to give in you know, to a very simple question like, hey, are the original developers who you own working on this game? And they're like, eh, you know, BioWare's busy. They're something. We're closing this. That's the fear that I have, because after Anthem, and I know that they're BioWare is working on another Dragon Age right now, I believe. And
I think I remember hearing that. Yeah.
I fear that they're kind of swirling the drain, as EA Studios are wont to do after a botched release. I fear that EA is going to shutter them.
So looking into this, the game was made by a studio. The game's being made by a studio known as Asper. And they've worked on, it looks like they worked on the Switch ports and PlayStation ports of Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Civilization 6 on mobile, Ruby, Grim Eclipse, Star Wars Republic Commando on Switch and PS4, and now this remake. So, Aspyr. Sorry, thank you, Spider Ditto. Pronounced like Aspyr. So that's the company that's working on it. I don't know if they're owned by EA. Probably. They've made a lot of games I've never heard of. 190 plus games they've apparently launched in the last 24 years. Couldn't tell you the games other than what they've shown. But
yeah. I mean, I've heard the name, but yeah, I'm not familiar with their work.
Yeah.
Seems so like if we knew who the developer was, why not just answer the question?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that whether it's fair or not, people will get upset that BioWare is not involved. You know, they'll probably cast dispersions on the quality of the game without knowing what it looks like, right? And I get to an extent that EA probably wants to avoid negative press before people even see the remake in action. But there's definitely a much better way to handle this question.
Agreed.
Like, hey, you know, you could say something like, you know, we're working with Aspyr. They've handled a ton of other well-received Star Wars games in the past. They'll have access to the teams at BioWare for input on the game. Like, there's a lot of easy, like, layup answers for this from a PR perspective.
Yeah,
which I think would have probably been better than what Jeff Keighley got from them. Which I would think, what I find incredible about this is Jeff has probably one of the biggest platforms in the industry for this type of stuff. He would be the person you want, like, your fully vetted PR answer to go to, you know?
Oh, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. You would want multiple people to look at an answer given to Jeff Keighley because, you know, thousands of people are going to read it. And it just seems bizarre to me that they would give him such a rambling kind of non-answer. I wonder if it was maybe just an instance where somebody maybe just was like, yeah, I'll tap out a quick response, and they didn't think he'd share it. And they're like,
I don't know why
God.
Anyone would think that, but yeah.
I agree. I don't think that anybody should think that when dealing with someone like Jeff, you know? I mean, like, if you have an audience, you're probably going to share said question and said answer with your audience, so...
Yeah,
I would chalk it up to a human mistake, but yeah, it's definitely not the right answer in this scenario. But I'm still hyped for Knights of the Old Republic. I played the original on Xbox. I thought in honor of Gerard being here, I thought I completed that game. I thought that I had done everything there was to do, and then I found out years later that there's a secret ending in that game that you only get through if you've beaten the game once and then play through it again and get to a certain point. And I was like, what? Oh. Yeah. Not a secret ending, but a secret interaction you can have is what I should say.
Gotcha.
I did everything in that game except that one thing. So
I know a lot of people adore this game. I'm kind of a casual Star Wars fan, and I never played this back in the day, but I've heard nothing but amazing things about this game. And I really hope this remake turns out exactly the way fans want it to. I know it's beloved widely, so I really hope Aspyr's up to the task, and I have no reason to believe they're not. So I hope this turns out the way fans want it to.
Yeah.
Probably a ton of money behind this too, I'm sure. So I'm that it's
right.
I feel like they're just gonna do it, you know. Hopefully they do it right. But I'm sure they will.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Some final super chats to close out the show. Darchi with $5 says, it's okay. I trust Aspyr to handle this remake, or else we'll have in-game microtransactions for XP boosts and such. Just cutting right to the heart of what EA is known for. Exactly. Finally, we have who is absolutely the real Shigeru Miyamoto in chat, donating Norwegian krones to keep us on our toes. 50 of those. Says, just woke up, first time seeing TNT live. Nice. The great Shigeru Miyamoto wishes Ash happy birthday, but you won't get any special offers on eShop.
Not even a coupon code? Come on,
Miyamoto. Really? Not even a coupon? Yeah. I mean, like 10%? They did send me that email where you get, I think, 15% off of a Nintendo store purchase online. But I'm just sitting over here thinking, I just want an eShop 15% off coupon. Come on.
Yeah. Nice. At least waive the taxes for us. Come on, dude.
Yeah, seriously. Anything.
You got all the power. Show us the next Mario game. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Following that up, Miyamoto's back with another 20 Norwegian krones. Also, konnichiwa, Gerard. Long time no see, with a heart at the end of it. So,
hello, Miyamoto-san.
Yeah, thanks, Miyamoto.
Awesome.
Come on the show sometime. We'd
love to have you.
We'd love to talk through whatever you want to talk about.
But let's not talk about Paper Mario Sticker Star. Anything but that, please.
Yeah, exactly. That would
touchy subject.
We don't want him flipping an actual table. We want him to just do it metaphorically. All right. Well, with that, we have reached the end of tonight's show. It was a long one. Thank you guys so much for the outpouring of love. It's definitely appreciated.
Seriously, thank you.
Yeah, and it was nice to do it at a little bit of a later time slot. I'm glad we were able to have you on, Gerard. For our fans, like the 0.5 of them that might not know you from where you're from, where can they find you and the stuff you do online?
If you want to check me out, I'm on youtube.com/thatonevideogamer for my show, The Completionist. You can watch me on Twitch, Complete Games, all the time. Or if you're into G4 and you're like, hey, that's coming back, I heard that's a thing, well, I'm there too. And you can check me out over there at youtube.com/G4TV as well as twitch.tv/G4TV. God, the URLs are hard. Thank you all for asking me to come on the show, and thank you guys for having me. This has been really fun.
Absolutely.
Dude, it's thank a pleasure you. It's been ours. An honor. Yeah, would love to have you back anytime. It's been an honor, man. Thank you.
Oh, someone in chat reminded me. Also, I am doing a charity event called Indieland. It is happening September 24th through 26th with a opening ceremony on September 19th. If you are a streamer and or a YouTuber or just someone online who likes to stream and content create, you can actually create your own campaign through Tiltify. It is a 24 to 48 hour nonstop indie game festival where we're bringing on over 50 developers. Nice. We have some world premieres for the first time ever. Ooh. Very excited. I'm coming after you, Keely. You can't stop me. I got world premieres too. I got world premieres. It's gonna be hype. And we'd love to have you guys join. We're gonna be giving away a bunch of games, and we are raising money for dementia research and prevention in honor of my mom, who got dementia when I was a young boy. So this is a good cause. It's a good event. It's going to be a great time. We'd love to have all you guys there.
Nice. Yeah. I'll be tuning in for sure. I hope the rest of you watching tonight tune in as well. I lost my grandmother to dementia a few years back. So it's a cause near and dear to my heart. Please, open your hearts and your wallets for it's a good cause. I will be there alongside you if you choose to watch. That is the end of our show for tonight. Thank you guys so much for watching. As always, at the end of these, you know, we have to give an extra special thank you to our patrons, big and small, for helping to make this show happen. We absolutely could not do what we love to do without your support. It means the world to us, especially today. You guys have shown us such an incredible outpouring of love and support. But we do have to give our traditional special thank you to our patrons at the producer tier and above. You guys quite literally help keep the lights on for us. There are way too many of you to name, but we appreciate you all. Nonetheless, you guys really are out there showing us the GB Gang's love each and every episode. And as is traditional here at the very end of every episode, an extra special thank you goes out to our folks at the executive producer tier and above. And those include Jared Ettinger, Brandon Bovia, Rob Arman X, Itiono Ben, Dan and Twistle, Dennis J, Z Patty, Hyrule Hermit, Sky Blue Flames, Adam O'Sullivan, Octopuppet, Richard Herrera, Michael Phone, The D-Pad, Vesmio, Waffle King, Kitty Kongfax, Angel Martinez, Vedran Hotik, 112, John, Joshua Hunter, Evernight Studio, Benny Yao, Azran 127, Pagrema, Kenrule09, Jake Pelka, Geller, Joseph Rutkin, Titus Malvolio, Geeky Griffin, Lucky Wonderfish, Kyle, Top Dog 23100, Young Ben Kenobi, Doug Shomix, Andrew Medeiros, Joseph Bayer, Orem M, Sakuragi, Becca, Rox the Cat, Fizzywig Hoyd, Critmonger, The Legend of Groose, Eddie B, Kaied, Kit Fisto, Kenneth Lee Stingle, West Egg, Dineth, Kota, Michael McCaw, Matthew Wong, Goron Amber, Straight Lace, Justin Matthews, Hooby, Too Much Spaghetti, Mega Conrad, Ascaron 809, Kane, Captain Finlandia, 60 Minutes and 60 Seconds, Christopher Masterson, Spicy Pandaughter, The Game Orb, Dano the Artist, Grantles, Ravelox, Synchro Lord, Brainchild, My Mom, Hi Mom, Kotar Peck, Scuff 196, Kane Woolley, Skull Kid Tiger, AJB Cool, Blizzica, Jason Uloa, Phantom Project, Cystic Warrior 29, Super Dank Awesome Unicorn Guy, Darik, Nathan the Voice Actor, Chibi J, Bongo Lover, Mumbling Yeti, Cameron Sharp, Fangs, Dinner Sonic, Freyhem, Mason Riley, Keel, and finally, our latest addition as of this episode to the Executive Producer Squad, Sci-Fi Lullabies.
Woo!
Thank you all
so much.
Yes, thank you all so much for your support. Remember that you too can become a patron over at patreon.com/GVGaming. For as little as $1 a month, you can join us in our exclusive Discord. $5 gets you into the post show, which is where we're all headed right now. Thank you guys.
Steve, I'm really sorry to interrupt your intro, but I think you missed Jaden Buck. Jaden Buck did not get read, so Jaden Buck, we love you too. We're sorry. Thank you.
Super yep. special Jaden Buck.
Yeah, extremely yes. wonderful Jaden Buck. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Sometimes, you know, we're scrolling through a doc, things get missed, but I apologize. Anyway, if you too would like to become a patron, patreon.com/GVGaming. $5 gets you into our post show, which is where we are headed right now. Remember, we are on our way to 75,000 subs, and when we get there, we're giving away a Switch OLED. We would love to give it to one of y'all. there's my wife making fun of me. But thank you guys so much for watching. Until next time, everybody, good night and good vibes. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Good night, everybody.